Good evening. You are listening to WRFU LP Urbana, 104.5 FM. It is now time for the Hatakana Show. Hatakana Show comes to you every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. And the host of the show is Mugiko. The co-hosts live in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, in St. Louis in Missouri, and in Japan. We will be speaking in Japanese and English as we connect the U.S. and Japan through radio. And we hope through our show you will discover various aspects of society and culture in the daily lives of the people in Japan. And you can also enjoy the Japanese music and sounds we bring you. Konbanwa. Hatakana Show no jikan desu. Host no Tom desu. Good evening. My name is Mr. Garza. I am here to be the temporary host for the show, as all the regular hosts are busy with one thing or another and can't be with us this evening. So I will be the host. It will mostly be pre-recorded material and music of various sorts. And we hope that the strange new way of doing it, or the strange temporary way of doing it, will not be too much of a distraction from your usual show. Tonight there's going to be a conversation between our regular host, Mugiko, and Sayaka. Sayaka-san, sumimasen, who lives in Albi in France with her husband and her son, Yuta-kun, who is 8 years old now. And Sayaka-san and Mugiko-san will be talking about various things. Black Friday, which is the name often given to today, the day after Thanksgiving, and how it is or is not observed in France. And they're also going to be talking about an Advent calendar, which I may have to look up while this is on in order to figure out what that is, because I have heard of it, but I don't really know much about it. And we'll be having various music that Sayaka-san's favorite artists, I believe. Something like that. I don't know. But in any event, we'll do something, and it will hopefully be interesting. And I know the conversations will be interesting, and I hope you will enjoy the music. I'm not sure that I have a lot to say myself, since I am only a temporary host, and I don't know much about France. I don't know that much about Black Friday, and I don't know much of anything about an Advent calendar. So my input will be probably relatively negligible this evening, but hopefully I can come up with something that's close enough to being related to this that it won't be entirely lost, or I won't be completely changing the subject to something unrelated. In any event, I'm going to play some music. This first song is by Julien Doré. Julien Doré, I think is probably how you would pronounce it in French, or something closer to that than whatever it was I just said. In any event, and then there will be some talking, and then we'll also have Julien Doré again. Julien, I don't know how you say it. And then more speechifying, and then another artist, Loin. Cetien, I don't know, I have no idea how to pronounce that. So I won't even try. In any event, here you go. Here is music number one. That was Si t'étais là by Luan, I think is how you pronounce it. I know how to pronounce the title of the song because she sang it several times in a row. So Si t'étais là. There you go. It's my attempt at French. So interesting conversation. Let's see, they talked about Christmas presents, children in France writing letters to Santa Claus to say what they want. There was some commentary about Santa Claus there, about believing in Santa Claus. Mugiko said she had no memories of Santa Claus. I can't say myself if I believed at any point or if I just sort of took it, because I think there's this point when you're really, really young where everything seems possible, potentially. Anything could be possible. So that's the period in your life when your friends are saying, oh, you can't touch that fence because it's electrified, or you know, there's a monster in the closet, or things like that. So it's not so much that you believe these things as you don't have any reason to disbelieve them, if that makes sense. It's a strange way of describing it, but that's kind of how I remember things like Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and all that stuff. It seems like it could be possible. You haven't seen it. You don't know anything about it. You have no like evidence of your senses that such a thing exists. But everybody says it's the true. And so you don't know that it's not. And so you sort of assume, I think, on some level that it could be. It might be true. You do get presents. You don't know where they come from. So that's kind of how I recall that period of, you know, the Santa Claus period of life. I didn't have this picture. I know, of course, that I've seen pictures of Santa Claus and movies with Santa Claus in them and, you know, everything like that. But I didn't personally have this sense like, oh, Santa Claus, you know, I can imagine who this being is, because it just seems so fanciful, you know, riding on a sleigh with a reindeer. I've never seen sleighs fly or reindeers fly. I hadn't at that point in my life, I don't think, even seen a reindeer. And I lived in a house that didn't have a chimney and the doors were all locked up. So how did Santa Claus get in? You know, I think that's how I would describe my youthful experiences with Santa Claus, was just simply, it's not so much that I believed in it as I just, for a while anyway, didn't have any reason not to believe in it. So it was like, well, that could be. It could be possible. Aliens might land. That could be possible too. There could be ghosts. I don't know. It could be possible. You know, so that was just one of hundreds or thousands of things that I had been told and I sort of assumed could be true. And I would just sort of wait and see if, you know, I had any personal experience. So maybe I was just a doubting kind of kid all the way along. You know, it could be that I just never – I didn't trust things I was told unless I saw them and touched them myself. But I can remember going to, you know, where you go to the store and there's a Santa Claus there, the mall or something like that. I can remember Santa Clauses like that in my youth and not thinking, oh, this is Santa Claus. It seemed like a celebrity of some sort and people were treating him as something special. But I did not necessarily connect this person with that, you know, mythical figure. So that's my personal recollection of Santa Claus. as far as the whole Advent calendar thing, I think that must be a Catholic thing. Because I just have no connection with that at all. It's nothing that I've ever experienced personally in my life, or seen or heard of anyone else using. I think the only reference to an Advent calendar that I can recall ever is from a TV comedy that I saw once, where someone was talking about opening the, you know, I guess you open something, so it's like a calendar and it has like little doors or windows or something, and you open it up and then you see what's the gift or whatever it is for that day. I remember seeing somebody do it on this comedy and as a funny thing, they kept expecting something that wasn't there, I guess. I don't know. It may be something that's popular in the U.S. with people whose religions contain that as a feature, but I have no idea. So as far as presents and things like that, I don't know. It's interesting. I probably did write letters to Santa Claus. I don't have no recollection of it, but in any event, Christmas was an interesting thing for a kid, and it probably still is. I don't know. I'm not around families very much, and I don't know any children, and I don't certainly don't have any children of my own. So I am very far away from that whole process, and I don't know if people still celebrate it in similar ways. It was very ritualistic, I recall, when I was little. There was an order to things, you know, that was at least from family to family, it was different. I know because, you know, I heard other people talking about it. So some families opened presents the night before, some opened them in the morning, some opened them the first thing, some waited until they ate. You know, there were just these different kinds of routines or rituals that went with it. And I think that's probably part of the fun for people. They transmit these through the generations because they remember liking this one kind of ritual when they were a kid, and then they teach that to their kids, and then their kids teach that to their kids, and it goes on and on and on. And I would imagine that a lot of the rituals that are associated with things like that, the original meaning of them or purpose of them is utterly lost. Like I said, I never had a fireplace or anything. So things like a Yule log were just something that I saw in movies. But I never knew, or at least not for many, many years, did I know what a Yule log was supposed to be and things like that. So it's kind of interesting. These things, I think holidays like this in particular, like Christmas, really transmit sort of ancient information down through the ages. And if you think about it, and this is sort of a weird side trip, side effect, side, I don't know what you call it, a detour. That's what I'm trying to say. A strange detour to the topic. But I think that children and the things that we teach children carry some pretty ancient information about cultural things that have been long forgotten by adults, but carried through childhood. I can't remember what it was, but I heard, this was a couple of months ago, I think, I heard some children taunting each other using the exact same kind of language for that kids used when I was that age, like 4 or 5, when you're taunting other little children. And it seemed like such a strange thing because it's nothing you hear as adults at all. It's nothing used as an adult, but it's still used by children. So it's like there's a special kind of childhood culture that's sort of a subculture to whatever the main culture in a country is, that holds on to the past in ways that primary cultures don't quite so much, which I think is interesting. And I connect this to Christmas because I think that's one of the things where these rituals become so ingrained and there's nothing that changes them. Like when you have religions, for example, those hold on to ancient things too, but that's a really serious kind of adult practice, religion is. And there are people who spend a lot of time, you know, pondering it and thinking about, you know, what the right way and the wrong way to believe or express their belief. And so there is a slow change over time, but with things that where people don't examine them, they're sort of frivolous. Those things just stay the same. So nursery rhymes, the kinds of things we teach children and say to babies and things like that, just kind of move on through the generations relatively unchanged for much longer periods of time than more adult aspects of culture tend to do. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but that's my take on Christmas. As far as Black Friday goes, I know they were talking about that earlier in the first conversation. It seems like a few years ago, it was kind of reached its peak here in the U.S. in terms of being this important day, important retail day where everyone got very excited. I know that, and of course, this could be because I don't watch television, so I'm not really in touch with what the average person consumes in terms of media and in terms of advertising. I just don't see it. I have intentionally sort of blocked that out of my life, and I don't interact with that in any way. So it could still be advertised in a big way, but it seems to me that even with my sort of isolated way of going through life in terms of like relating to consumer culture, I'm pretty much outside of that for the most part. But even so, it seems like a few years ago, maybe 5, maybe as much as 10 years ago, Black Friday was a really big deal. And it was just this important retail thing where everybody just had to go shopping and all the greatest deals were to be found. I do believe that over time the internet has kind of taken over some of that to the point where I don't know that it's anywhere near as prevalent or as not common. I mean, it's still common. Any excuse to advertise and sell things is something that retailers seem to take, but I just don't think it's quite as big a deal as it used to be. It used to be on the news a lot. There'd be fights and people rushing to get in and get their good deals, or even people that I would talk to who would just mention like, oh, I just got a new TV for, you know, $1 or something like that. And I just don't hear that kind of thing anymore. So that's my take on Black Friday. I may be completely unattached, detached, maybe is probably a better way of putting it, from it. I have no idea. Anyway, we have another song here. This is by Luan again. I believe the title is Je Vaux. I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. You'll find out when I find out. Here you go.
Mes chers parents, je parle.
Well, there's no mystery about how to pronounce that title because she said it about 100,000 times in the song. Je vole, or je vole, je vole. She said it both ways, je vole. I was listening, and je vole. So it's somewhere between je vole and je vole is the title of that song. Yeah, so this has been a quite the multicultural show here, and we've really challenged your linguistic abilities. We've had conversations in Japanese, presentation in English, music in French. I wonder what other languages we can squeeze in here before the end of the show. This is the Harakana Show. I was noticing on the timetable that this is number 349. I don't know if that's the number of shows we've done or the number of timetables that have been produced. I don't know. I'll have to ask about that. But that's a lot. And for anyone who has listened to all of them or even a lot of them, we definitely thank you very much because that's some serious commitment there to listen to that many shows, not to mention to produce that many shows. So there's a lot of work involved in this. But anyway, hopefully next week the regular hosts will return, or one or two or some or all, because you know, you don't want to listen to me speaking English. You can do that any day of the week if you really wanted to. Anyway, if you want to write, well, let's see. Our website is harukanashow.org or harukanashow.org. If you want to listen to the streaming, assuming that you aren't listening now, it's at wrfu.net. You can send us mail at harukanashow@gmail.com. That's harukanashow@gmail.com. Anyway, I thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll see you next time. So WRFU is an open forum for the Urbana-Champaign community. Views expressed are those of the speakers and do not represent WRFU, UCIMC, Independent Media Center, Urbana Socialist Forum, or anybody else, just ours. And we thank you very much for listening to the show. This is the time for ending. We'll see you next Friday at the same time. Have a good weekend. See you then. Bye-bye.